It's 8:05. It is Yom Rishon, Parshas Yisrei. And it's, I want to thank Torah and the time, Kavish Gacha Pratis, Kol Lashon. I want to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for everything. Zchus of Zikir Rabin. Now, the Maspik, Sefer Maspik Levi Hashem says, any betachim that the tachlis is ruchnius, it's nachim v'sholim, much more than if it's for gashmius, to such a degree that even if it's not such an important thing in ruchnius, but the tachlis is ruchnius, it's seven times better. That's something that's extremely important in Gashmias, your parnasa, whatever it is. If it's ruchnias, forget it. You're going to get it big time. That's the real, real betachim. The world doesn't know that. And they say Rav Aharon used to tie it that people don't have enough betachim and ruchnias as much. You have to harv and learning, all that. But they have that betachim that's going to work. Yeah, betachim and ruchnias is going to work. I know a younger man who was having serious ruchnias issues. And it didn't help. He's talking about addictions. Right? So he was told about this. And he wiped out the most impossible addiction overnight. You can't believe in a million years because it's all totally in a person's belief. People have more belief in addictions than in the refuah. It's a lashon of rishon. The talking has to be stronger than the fear. You have to keep harboring the talking. Now, this happened in the Vardig. It's the most beautiful story you can imagine. I'm an eyewitness. I know Reb El Yishneya, Meiv Asim Shonim. Reb El Yishneya was one of the right-hand men of Reb Gershon. I mean, not that he worked together with him. He was the biggest, from the biggest keichus of Reb Gershon. He was the best speaker. They used to alternate. One week, Reb Gershon spoke, gave the shmus, and one week he gave. And when he gave, the elim came running to hear him. Reb Gershon gave the shmus. Well, I used to go. I always fell asleep. I think Reb Gershon enjoyed watching me sleep on his shmus, and it's exactly what he relished, watching me sleep at his shmus, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. I thought it was jet lag. But Reb Gershon went out of his way not to be exciting. I don't advise anybody to do that. We're not holding there. But it's a hara. Things don't go good. Don't feel so bad. Anyway, Reb Yishneya was not well for many years. He's a zaken in his 80s. He started having liver problems, getting worse and worse. He had trouble walking. He had pain. He had this. He was an almond. He lost his wife. He was old and, you know, these Altayin were no one to take care of him yet. He was going, it wasn't easy. And he much as he kept asking me for aids, says, what could he come to America if he needs an operation? The liver's not a joke. I come there 1 year and suddenly we've got a new rebellious day. I don't recognize him. You look totally different. You look 10, 20 years younger. What happened? Asiti bitachon. What? I worked on betachim. Goodbye. It's gone. A liver. Shoo. This is serious stuff. I see the betachim. He worked on betachim and he got rid of his whole liver problem. And I figured, you know, he's 87. You know what he says. What really happened? Let's get this straight. He has a brother who's very on the ball. He's the real, like, oh, sharp and with it. You can trust him. Much younger. Much more. You know. Young and fresh, and he tell me, what happened to your brother? He's totally cured. It's a miracle. Who asah bitachon? I asked him, how'd you do this bitachon? I haven't written down exactly what he told me. He spent months hazarding bitachon, even when he didn't feel anything. He didn't feel a thing. Just keep doing dry repeat. Chazara of the same betachin and betachin and betachin. Just keep repeating it. And I was told from him, plus a different big time, the Vardigas, they both told me, if you put time in keshes and betachin, you do it wrong, you do it right. The schus of imaisenevish bebetachin is going to do things for you. I want to tell you something, Rabbi Say, that I am confronted with very often. First of all, a lot of people out there are harving on betachin, nothing happens. A lot of, probably by far more people are having yeshuas everywhere. I've got people that are walking around, the Bali Moifis. Some are sitting right here. We got Bali Moifis up and coming. Bali Moifis, they have in their own lives, they're turning over worlds. Before I say another word, anybody who came in this weather is going to, you're coming to 100 shmuzim. You're going to get such schar d'olam haba for every step in that snow. Can't imagine what schusim you're getting. You can't imagine. I want to repeat that. I can't imagine what schusim you're getting. I want to repeat that again. You can't imagine what schusim you're getting for coming in such a weather to hear Dvar HaDeh, to get close to the Eibishter. There's a lot of nachas. We have to go all out there. She once found her father. Rakoma, her name was. Mrs. Shane, Allah Shalom Tzadekis. She was the daughter of J.J. Herman, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, the author of the boss. She once found her father sitting in a corner in the house crying. She says, Papa, you're okay? And he said, does the Abish have nachas from me? He's concerned. Do you know that Izanikal once told me, this was a great-grandson, told me that his father, who was a grandson of J.J. Herman, asked him, how come you are the big J.J. Herman? I'm a regular, nice yid, you know, Yishalayim yid. How come you're so big and I'm like regular? So he asked him, what do you think about when you walk in the street? He said, oh, I think about my business. Have to make some money, support my family. What do we do next? And what do we do this? He says, you know what I think about when I walk in the street? How can I do a nachas ruach for the Yemishter? Let me try to find something to make Hashem happy. Rabbi Say, I would encourage everybody to go right now and to say bepeh mele, I love you, Hashem. I think I would like that if people told that to me. I think Hashem would appreciate that. Say it. He likes it. There's no question. And you get on his good side. I saw a lush in Chavis Avavis. Chavis Avavis Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, where he says, don't be a fool who doesn't recognize that everything, that you got to say thank you day and night. You're tippish if you're not doing it. You're tippish if you're not saying thank you for your eyes and your ears all day long. You're just a fool. You're a big nar. What's with you? You're not saying thank you, you're out of it. Anyway, he says, you do that, Hashem will be makar of you. I want kirim from Hashem. Reb Gershon, 3 hours before Shacharis, Vani kivas alekim litay, Vani kivas alekim litay, Vani kivas alekim litay. Now, Rabbi Say, if I said that 20 times right now, you're going to get more than all my shmuzin. I don't know if the other wants to hear that. But I would do that. That will make you really close. Most of us fast is no substitute. Repeat the same thing again and again. Vani kivas alekim litay. Vani kivas alekim litay. How wonderful it is to be close to Hashem. That's what I like. Vani, as for me, kivas alekim litay. Be close to the Abish. That's what I like. Oh, you like chocolate pie. You like, now look, a black gemara means kivas alekim, you realize, but it's not the same. I must say the truth. Doing chesed all day, what are you? Yes, but it's not. Somebody's looking directly for the Eibishter. You can't. Nowadays, especially, you have to address the reality. Are you close with Hashem or not? Now, of course, Torah Mitzvahs does the job. It's supposed to a degree, for sure it does. The best way to thing in the world. And I would say, if someone like Rav Scheinberg, I once saw two shmuzin together. One by Rav Scheinberg, by one by Rav Nosson. It sounded like I'm not the same shmuz. Somebody made a likut of all these shmuz that I've been talking. And he had those two together. And I saw the difference. Rav Scheinberg is much more, you do the mitzvahs, you're connecting with him. That's Heinohach. Want to be close to him, do the mitzvahs. That is a great vod. Reb Nosson sounded to me more like, go learn Musa and get close. I'm Reb Nosson's, you know. I'm from those, the Bali Musa. In that area, I was given that chinuch, and I would recommend at this day and age, with halavai, 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 the black gemara could get you at a peak where you don't really need Musa. Halavai. It's by far not pashit. If Rabbi Aaron Cutler, who was a walking Sefer Torah, I'm talking about Abai Rava Sefer Torah, the real thing. He was Musa or bust. He was so makbid on that Seder in Musa. That's a Yedua, all his Talmidim. He came from New York, the worst Mesiras Nefesh. He was traveling all week, turning over the world. V'chinech Atzmoyim, that soul of Klal Yisrael Nefesh in the time of the war. Came to Lakewood. Musa! Rav Aaron, the Gadol. He knew Shas backwards. He loved, he oozed with the simcha of learning Gemara, Taisis, regular learning. But when he came to Musa, forget it. There's something about Musa you don't replace. You need that Musa. Go for that Musa. Who knows the next world where you're going to be standing if you could have learned more Musa and you didn't. Don't listen to me, please. I'm not here to get people depressed. If you're learning Gemara, don't worry about it. You'll be okay. But I can't guarantee anything. Do I know? I really know what's going on. But I know that the number one issue, the way I see it, is the number one issue is don't you dare get depressed. I don't care what you're doing. Just don't listen to any schmooze that gets you depressed. That tells you, okay, I can't do that. I wish I could do it. I can't. You got enough of that stuff circulating your head 24/7. You don't need Mandelta helping that stuff to tell you, no, you got to learn Musa or else you do that. I don't want to do that. There's enough of that going on. I don't think there's a shortage from the good people. They're always hearing schmoozing. You don't even know how schmoozing affects you. How much depression you could get if you don't hear the right schmooze. No. Don't listen to what Mandel said. Listen to the schmooze. So get depressed. So what? It's a mitzvah to get a little depressed so you gotta wanna be closer. It's plenty good. Don't worry. But Ava became. We wanna really stag and do things right. Let's try to do it right. And avoid hearing things that are not for us. But let's hope that talking about Musa is going to do something to us. If I get 5 minutes out of this, if whoever listens to me learns 5 more minutes a day of Musa, it's all worth it. In the next world, Rabbi Yitzchak used to scream to me again and again. He finished us 150 times. Besides being a mokobel, he knew things when people came to him for shalas. He would answer them before they asked him. They told it to me themselves. He was murdered. He told me, Musar, number one. And in the next world, you're in for a shock. When they let you know, sorry, we want to know about your Musar. That's what he used to tell me a lot. And he is a Himmelmensch. He knew the truth. Musar is not a joke. Not a joke, but of course, everybody has his own Rebbe. Let him ask his Rebbe, whatever his Rebbe tells him to do. I want to ask Rav Shlomo Volber, what is the right derech? I want to ask Rav Hutna, what is the right derech? A friend of mine asked Rav Chatzkel, what is the right derech? You want to hear them all? Rav Chatzkel said, the more ruchni is, the less gashmi is. That's the right derech. Rav Hutna told me personally, the right derech? It's impossible to know. That's what he told me. Rav Hutna told me this. You can't know. That's an interesting answer. Wow. And Rav Shlomo Volber told me personally, you need a Rebbe. You get a Rebbe, you're safe. You need a Rebbe how to teach you how to learn a block tomorrow. You need a Rebbe in Musa to know what you're doing, what you're not doing. The right thing. You got to get your Rebbe. And the Shemer Munim says, I'm hitting this. If you don't have a Rebbe, you make the Yavish to your Rebbe. I do say it's kedai to daven a lot to get a Rebbe. You must have a Rebbe. So important. Get yourself a Rebbe. Say l'charav. You must get a Rebbe. Right after Shimi ben Gera was killed by Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Parai. And Gabriel HaMelech took some type of a rod, stuck it in the Atlantic Ocean, or whatever ocean it was over there, what's there by Italy? And he created Rome. Is that what happened? Yep. When he married Baspare, that was it. And when did he marry Baspare? Right after his Rebbe was dead. Oh, you need a Rebbe. Always get her, even if he's not so big, not so this. You need someone to ask. I try to do that the more the better. Say l'charav. So look, they're all coming in. Such weather, such chusim. Look how many people we have in such weather. Such chusim. Such a beautiful day outside. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu snow. Let's talk about the snow all day. It's so delicious. That's why I hang around 9-year-old kids for the last 40 years. That's the best thing in the world. I hang around them. I love them. Those little kids are so delicious. They are so delicious. When they come to my class, I tell the parents, are you sure you want to send your child to my class? Well, what's the matter, Rabbi Mandel? Well, I'd like to eat him up. He's a piece of sugar. You know what I tell parents? I admire your self-control. You didn't eat that kid up yet. There's a super cute kid in my school. Nobody knows who it is, so I can. He really is a dream. He's a Ziz kite. He's a Lebedeke boy, you know. And Hashem gave him a certain chain. Oh, sweetie. And I see him. He's passed my class a couple of years. Whenever I see him in the hallway, I take a look at him. Hey, they didn't eat you up yet? You're still around? Aren't you? That's so, so. And you guess you want to see the Avishta? Look at kids. Look at kids. Look at those sweeties. My uncle Manazatzal once told me a story. It was a 6-day war and he was depressed. It's hard to believe Uncle Manas was depressed. I got to tell you something about my Uncle Manas. You should have a list. He was the happiest person. He was there's a book about him. You can't imagine what this. He was a piece of gold. Nobody liked my Uncle Manas. He was just like my father. My father was a nutshell. Holy people. Happy, super happy people. They had a lot of chassidus. I hope the Lakewood Olam doesn't mind what I just said now. I hope the Lakewood Olam, any two Laney Lakewood guys right here? Can you close that door? There's too many Lake. I'm joking. Anyway, guess where I got my love for chassidus? I love chassidim, by the way. I have a weakness. I love chassidim. I'm nuts over them. Guess who taught me to do that? Rabbi Aaron Kotler, of course. He loved chassidim. It's a fact. He was a misogynist, all right? He loved chassidim. It's known. Him, the Capuchin, it's a... His sidekicks. His biggest, Finkelstein, was one of his men. Oh, see the Yidl. Who did he go with? Katz. What was Katz? He was best friends. Rabbi loved him. Oh, see the Yidl. Rabbi did very well with them. So that's where I got my love for Sidon. I'm joking. I like Sidon because maybe that those are my roots. And anyway, I like Sidon. They're great. By the way, I happen to like Litvakis also. Plenty good. They're plenty good. They hold their own. Everybody, different flavors. You know, you ever see? You have your wife. My wife's a great cook. And variety is the spice of life. She'd only serve the same meal every day. You know, it gets boring. So the Eibishter makes variations. I like Sfaradim. Boy, do I like Sfaradim. I really do. I'm nuts over them. Each one has his own flavor. Sfaradim are so delicious. The Ruskies, oh, a dream. The Russians, Jews, the Sephardis, the Bukharians. Each one has his own sweetness. Those Hasidim and those Litvaks. And last but not least, the good old Harrys. That's what us guys, American Harrys. I'm joking. I'm not real Harry, whatever you want to call me. It's all great. They're all great, good people. Now, sometimes you have an assignment. You know, if I'd be a real Navaradiga, guess what I'd be doing? I'd be busy praising all those guys I can't stand. If you ever see me get one day, and all I do is talk about how I love, you know, whatever, you can suspect me that something happened recently. And I can't look them in the face. Oh, I love them! That's Navaradiga. That's the way to go. You want to be a happy person? Go fight your midas. You want to be like the rest of the world, like Esav of Rosso Shmuro Lenetzach? You can say that to me. I can't look you in the face. Don't worry. We have plenty of that. We don't vocalize it the way Esav did, but we have a kapadus. This guy rubbed me wrong. He said something I didn't like. And You looked at me, this, and they have to work on that. Navaratiga spent a lifetime working on all that stuff. That was their hobby. Their favorite pastime. Atava b'makamak, brother. To be nice instead of being nasty. Delicious. Sweet music to my ears. Like, let's have some more of that. And where did Navarra get it from? Take a look. Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. The whole Dabar HaMelech. The beginning to the end. That's all he's doing. Busy with that stuff. No, I like him. This guy hates you. He wants to kill you. Don't bother me. I love him. That's Dabar all the time. From Avner to Shaul with Avshaul. He loves them all. That's him. What are you going to do with him? David HaMelech was a smart man. He was above. Malchus means you're above, like oil. Mashiach, right? Mashiach. You want to be close to Mashiach? You got to be above this world. Don't fall into the, he likes me. I said something wrong. I know people come over to me with major issues. And another Baal Maseiros Nefesh. We got him all over. I must be a great speaker. I want to take credit to that one. So what was I saying? Major issues, Ben Amasavere. And a lot of people like this will go bananas over relationships. My Shver just said something. It kills me. It, Mamish, I said something I shouldn't have said to my son-in-law. Oh, no. Here goes our relationship. Oh, no. What did I do? The Rosh Yeshiva just... Something tells me he doesn't like me. I didn't like the way he looked at me. He's looking at everyone else, and me he likes. He almost ignores me. Now I got what's going. I know the situation. I'm in his books. He has no patience for guys like me. There's another proof that I'm a nobody. Rashiva doesn't look at this guy, doesn't think I'm much. That guy thinks I'm... So you're busy. The Velt says, don't build a case against yourself. And people do it habitually, all over the place. They got a whole shtick tire proving they're nobody. See, even that Rashiva didn't really like me. The guy, this guy, he says he does, but he does that to everybody, so that doesn't count. And this guy, this also doesn't count, and that doesn't count. The only thing that does count is, now I got the truth. I find it. Now I know, you're talking on hold for me. How come you picked so-and-so for Shlishi, for whatever? I mean, now I know the matzav, all right. What are you doing, Nebuchadnezzar? What's the are you all about? You know, when people kvetch and with aggravation, I can guarantee you, 90% of the time it comes from not having enough covered. And the Vardy is, if somebody ignored me and doesn't hold for me, they'd be dancing on the table. That's just what I like. More bazianas, come inside here by side. We have the same Bailam. I want to tell you something about my Vard. I am Lamalam in Ateva. Somebody asked me, I'm meeting my relatives at a chassid. We hear you on Torah anytime, and you're this, and you're that, and I hear all the reports, what they think of me, how good I am. I'm not going, the whole business. The kids, they ask me, you don't prepare, do you? I said, no. It's strictly Shina with the Bears between Grey Night. Whatever comes, comes. I go, the Abe's did help, make it work. I dominate, that it works. Oh, Hashem. So, Simach on the Abishta, that's the way it works. Simach on the Abishta. Simach on the Abishta, I'm very, 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 very much totally in him. And I want to tell you, he says to bring it down, Rav Bloch, in his Sefer Yeris HaBetochen, he's such a beautiful job he did. He says, if you're not so smart, it's not so capable, it's old, that makes you even more into the Betochen category. All those smart and capable priest people, don't be in a smoke from them. They're missing a lot of Amish there in their lives, big time. Because, you guys don't know, I know how to... You guys in learning and chesed, money, I have more money. You, whatever it is, the Kaychi Vetimiri, they have a very big Nisayan. It's Rachmanis on these guys. The luckiest people in the world are those people who have zero. The less, the better. Because you've got much more Abish there in your life. And in the next world, my dear friends, You know, Rabbi Chi Vega, I must repeat this. Wait till you hear this one. When you leave this world, Rabbi Chi Vega has a tzetl that he said to himself every single day. And he said, he read it every day. That's what they say. What life is all about, you gotta do tshuva, you gotta move, you gotta this. And then your beloved ones, as soon as they bury you, they'll cry at your levaya. Oh, we miss our dear father, our dear husband. They'll cry nice, and you'll sit there listening the way they're crying for you. They're missing you, and you might cry yourself also while you're dead. I don't know what happens to dead people. You might shed a tear also. You feel sorrow. Never, they're missing me. It feels good to be missed. I don't know what goes on, but I don't want to make a crazy of things like this. You got to be serious somewhere. But they're all crying there, but we lost him. Such a dear person, and all the maspidim are getting up, and the long maspidim has paid him. Oh, we just lost a great tzaddik. Are you listening? Good, good. If I'd be in that situation, I'd be dead, and they'd be saying that. Something tells me I'd be jumping out of the boxes. No, I have more stuff to say. Come on, that's all you're saying about me? I'm joking. Hopefully at that stage, I won't be that crazy. I have other things in my mind. You're going to stand in the cheshva pretty soon. You better watch what you did for every move you made. They're going to let you have it. Life's not a joke. Oh, no way. Anyway, but Rabbi Chi Vega says every day he read this. I once heard from somebody that he had a very, very good relationship with his wife. I heard he could spend hours schmoozing with her and whatever, scuffle, whatever. That's what I want. But this letter, what he writes, the letter about his wife and kids, they're going home. They'll say Kaddish for a year, and it's over. You never existed. Get lost. They'll forget about you. They're going to go, and your wife, your dear beloved, wonderful wife, Tzadikus, she's turning around. She's marrying someone else. Bye-bye. Nice knowing you. And let's say she does remember you, my nafkamina. What are you getting out of that? Remembers you. What are you going to get out of it? So you spend your whole life, my wife, my children, oh, my friends, they're your life, you know, your life. You come to the next world. They're not there. Where's my wife? Where's my kids? Hey, I need support. You know, support. I need a support. You know, everyone was running to each other's simchas because they want to support each other, you know. Support. You have to have support. You know, Rabbi Miller, they caught him out of chasana, standing alone, talking to himself. What are you doing? Socialize. He's socializing with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's got one friend. You did the best friend is Avarachamon. Get to know him. He's the Shaydish. Anything good about the people around you comes from him. Atatan Shemayim. Nothing like him. Hashem, you're great. I'm sure Hashem enjoyed what I just said now. I just said he's great. You know, he likes it. You have to see things in a real way. It's true. Tell him, I love you, Hashem. I just love you. It's not normal. So you got the ABC. Chapash Muzer him. Enjoy him. He's the Shirish. He'll give you everything you want. And what do you have to get? Everything you have to give. You know, you have to be thankful and enjoy having a keshuv with the ABC anyway. How to get to this? So, I'll tell you a maisa that I heard from Rav Galinsky. I've told it over 20 times already. Here we go again. But it's such a good story. This lady was singing and somewhere in Russian, upstairs, Maseiros Nefesh, and she comes in. Look at these the sweetest guys in Lakewood park themselves here. What is my mazel that all the sweet guys of Lakewood decide to come here? How do I always get the sweetest guys? Exactly, all the, I don't know, I have a mazel. Anyway, so what happens? What was I saying? She's singing, Hey, Mishtivi, good to be, Hashem, how good you are. So he goes upstairs, oh, where is that coming from? Lady, where'd you hear that? She said she had a Navadiga Bacha who stayed by her one night to sleep there. And he was boarding her, boarding house, whatever. And in the middle of the night, you know, we have the same Olam as usual. No, we have a Olam Olam and Ateva, that's an old thing. You know that for 2 years, that air conditioner wasn't there. I had 2 years of Vaden with scorching, schmaltzing weather. Rather that, you know, no Rachmanis. And the Olam was packed. I must be good. That's the real, I know the real reason. I must be great. Could be the Eibishter's great, no? That he sends me, he has Rachmanis on me, he wants to give me a nice Olam, whatever. And he has a, so what was I talking about? The, she's speaking, the Bach is, Eibishter, I love you, Eibishter, how good you are. All night long! No? That's the Vardig. Do it! Do it! At first, find reason. It's not a kvetch. A kvetching is ridiculous. More kvetching. We kvetch without realizing it all day long. This is the. I don't like this. No, that's no good. No, this. I didn't make a good impression. By the way, most of kvetching comes from the source. If you really want to know, it's covet. That's where you say a covet of all volume 200 times. Watch all your kvetching disappear. All your problems are gone. But you got a chop. The aggravation you're having from your son or your shviga, it's COVID! Or this guy didn't say hello to you, it's COVID! All the same, but you missed a mitzvah, you didn't do it. COVID, don't give me mitzvah. It's COVID. Say I COVID alavavolim a couple hundred times. You're a free bird. It's Gan Eden. It's all silly, stupid COVID. Give me more COVID. Never. Oh, so much aggravation. Do you know what I go through in life? They don't even look at me and, what do you have? What's your problem? You're not getting covered. If you'd be in a Vardiga, they'd say you're so lucky. Not less covered here, more covered there. I need covered. But you need it. What the Abishta gives me, that's what I need. That's what I want. I like what the Abishta gives me. Now, that's also there's another Navardiga story with a Bacha who came into somebody's house to stay the night. Middle of the night, he realized the husband he was supposed to come right home. It didn't happen, whatever. He disappeared. He went outside. He left the house. Yichud. He spent the night in freezing sub-zero Russian weather. That's another Navardiga story. I might as well tell you the story with a stipple like that. The stipler was crossing the border from going from Russia to Poland with all the Navardigas. About 800 yeshiva boys crossed the border. You know what crossing the border means? Forget it. It's either bing bang or bow wow. You know? They had guns at the border. Why are you talking? They caught you. They tortured you. Forget it. And the Navardigas, 800, they went to this Villa Rebbe. This Villa was sort of a border town or something. So the Villa Rebbe went to the mikveh. And he got him, he said, you're gonna make it, you're not. You're gonna make, he knew everything. The Schleimkiller's villa, he was very good in Nevada, by the way. And when he moved to Yerushalayim, he set up his house became a Nevada yeshiva. He gave them to eat. They was very good. If you know about him and Nevada, he was a great shittus. He had the world far apart. The Schleimkiller, who was bigger than him, nothing like him. The holy of Schleimkiller's villa. It was very, the style, the hatred for COVID. Did they fit in? But anyway, so he hated, you know what he did? He left Zvil. Zvil was a beautiful city. I saw pictures of it. He left it. He came to leave the whole Rebbe. He was a big Rebbe. They came standing on line. He got a bracha from Schleimkiller. He got a bracha from him. Forget it. You are okay. He used to go down to the mikveh. And in the mikveh, he got all the answers. He came up. Milachai, Milamavis. You know, it was unbelievable. So the Navardigas used to go to him. And they could find out, are they going to make it across? And after a while, they had too many guys, he said, you're not going to make it. So they said, no more Schleimkiller. That's what I heard. That's how the story goes. We don't go to no more Rebbes. We're going to work on betachin, and we're all making it. That's what taka happened, pretty much. They don't go to, I know somebody went to a Rebbe about, the Rebbe told him, this one's going to die. Two people, he had two names. This one, forget about it. He was right. The next time he went to him, he asked the shal again. This time he said, the person will be alright, but they'll have Yisurim. He says, I'm not mekabel that. I don't care what the Mekubal says. And sure enough, the Yisurim disappeared. It's, Hashem is bigger than all these Mekubal. Anyway, so, I have here in front of me a pasuk that the Sefer Maskev brings down. It's something to remember. Oh, the stipler? What happened to the stipler? He was crossing the border, and suddenly he was alone with the guy who was a woman. The other bachim disappeared, and she was showing him how to go. He said, Yichud, goodbye. He turned around to go back to Russia. You know what sakonas the bushes that is. You're halfway there. Keep moving. Yichud, boom. That's the stipler. That's the Vardig. The Vardig is, they're proud of it. You know what the Vardigas did when they conquered Amidara? You know what they did? They made a party. I didn't yell back at my shliga today. Come, let's make a party. Chaim did not yell at his shliga. Chaim finally accepted this teenage son that's driving him up a wall. And he decided he's happy with it and he's learning Musa. They make parties. That's the way I want to tie it. Keep going. I want to tie it that Oz Yosher is the death not only of the Mitchin, but of the culture of the Memphis Shire Tillman, the garbage can. How do you, and I want to tie into this. Ozzy Vizimba's car. You know the way to get rid of all your, you know what? You think it was easy to leave Mitzrayim? 4 out of 5 wanted to stay. And it did stay. They had to bury him there. What's good in Mitzrayim? The Yitzhahara that they had. Memphis Shire Tillman is a lot of fun. Abaisai, Memphis Shire Tillman wants to give it up. You know, so how do you give it up? So you start singing! If there's a fire in Yiddishkeit, then you don't have such nisyanus. The nisyanus are not so bad because you're on fire. It's hard to get the fire. So if you don't have the fire and you still control yourself, then you're even bigger. But it's just a harder life. In the Vardi, they learned Musa Bespadu with such a simcha, such a chiyas. They sang those yashir every day. They sang Hashem, how much we love you. They were very into it. They learned Musa with a brand, with a fire. Anyway, here's a pasuk, because I remember this one. Adonai Yenatsuni Yomazeh, Adonai Lo Yaminu B'Vecholoi Zesher Sisi B'Kirbay. In the Vardig, they tever. Why don't you have more betachin with you? Look at all the nisim I'm doing for you. Why don't you have more betachin? That's the way to work on it. People think, I can't relax. How could you? Okay, now I was mentioning something before. I may have said this a few times already. It's good to hear it again and again. And this is the following. Many, many people are telling me, I work so hard on betachin, I'm still... So, I have told people, you're working too hard. Chill out! Chill out! Eat ice cream. Stop. Close that Musa Sefer. Chill out. But I'm not learning betachin. Yeah, don't learn betachin. Take out bad. Okay, go eat some ice cream. Relax! Stop. I gotta have betachin. If I don't have betachin, see, now you get the same problem. The Litvakas who aren't learning, if they're learning, then it's Geshva. The guy's a chassid, then he's Geshimcha. It's good. But if he's fighting over Simcha, I'm not the Simcha enough. I'm not, he's killing himself. I'm not learning enough. And he's going all so doodled and he's all stressed out, which is not a bad thing. To be all stressed out, is like Nishpa Benitiel Kim Lysivza, you get a lot of Ilamaba for being the stressed, as being a stressed out basket case in Lakewood or some other place where everyone's learning better than you and you're all stressed. That's Gevaldig is supposed to be like that. I don't want to say, stay like that! I may have had some shoddy. They should write on the gravy, was a stressed out yeshiva guy who didn't learn much, but He was so stressed out by wanting to learn like other people. He's bigger than anybody. It's not a joke. These stressed out guys are the goal to hold up the world. They don't succeed. They're still trying and it's not working. The smile after 55 years, it's still not, I don't come out in the pictures and they all think I'm like, you know, too serious and I'm not really the right type of person. I'm not a personality and my jokes nobody appreciates, you know. If you're one of those guys, you should dance. That's the best thing you can do in your life. Be one of those devils. I don't know if you should look to be like that unless you're a Gershon. Gershon could look to be like that. He didn't mind doing that at all. But also, you gotta know what you're doing. I made a recommendation. Write down all the bezyanis you get. But once a week, not more. I don't believe in more than that. Once in a while, write down all the bezyanis you're getting lately. Thanks for this one. Oh, Abishai, that was good. Got the bezyanis there. Just once in a while. Not too much. Instead, write all the covered you're getting, even if it's imaginary, and appreciate it. I don't know how healthy it is to make such a business out of bezyanis. You might be inviting more and more, and after a while, you'll end up, like, you know, mevuza v'yaymed. You know how many people are mevuza v'yaymed in that situation in the home? I know, Yungamani was mevuza v'yaymed in his family. A woman who was mevuza v'yaymed in her own children didn't appreciate her. And a man like that, a woman like that, a few, the other party was the good guy, and he or she was the bad guy. And the later years, Hashem paid back, and things turned around. All right. You have to, or whatever. Whenever you have bezyanis, it's a big zach, because now I'm going to tell you another zach, this haflu of fellow. The Sefer HaMaspik says, there's no suffix that Hashem Yisala will give the Shefer Shlemis as Merukasham. No suffix that Hashem will give those people who have She'ifus for Shlemis, their desires. Did you hear what he said? Sefer HaMaspik, there's no suffix. You're going to get what you want. Keep going for it. And he's very big on this. You'll get it. Rav Nosson told me many, he said like this. Don't let go. Be in action. I'll get the tata. He'll give you everything you want. Okay, now. Now, I'm going to tell you a Meredek about. I avoid saying Vettel, but this one's. What does he got? Chainim and Zizel and Zelkenim and Zerzel. Sab Einu Mitzuvecha. Fill us up with your goodness. Sab Chainu Bishua Secha. Make us happy with your Yeshua. I say like this, Beis Hashem. If you're full with the goodness that you have, you go around so happy with what I have. And yeah. Put, sit on there for half an hour every day. Baruch Hashem this, Baruch Hashem, I got the zenith. Baruch Hashem, but mainly the good part. You do that, Sabenu, Sevilla, with the good part of your life, then Samchenu Bishua Secha. When I ask for some, I'm going to get a Yeshua. Because Hashem, no, this time, I'm going to be happy when I get the Yeshua. It, by the way, do you know that people, how many times people got Yeshuas, and like, especially they deal with the Yeshua, they got, yeah, but now we have another problem, you know. They're so problem-oriented. How many people sit on the Yeshua and make a big spiel about it? It's a different world. It's a big nesayin. You know that the Meir Chodesh, he used to make a prat. He was a Slobodka Talmud. He used to make a prat where he would, whenever you spoke to him, he would pause in the middle and keep you waiting. He couldn't care less. Didn't bother him. He wasn't stressed out about having to constantly talk. It's a big thing. Rabbi Meir Chodesh is famous for it. I think in Bechal Slabotka they had this mahalach that kept you waiting. He didn't need the public to listen to him day and night. It's a big madrega to be like that. It's a prat. It's a gewaltige prat. Now, this fellow has a lot of relationship problems. And he's always saying the wrong thing. And he's always getting into sticky situations. And he's vomiting a basket of nerves. For years, he's going to get him. He comes over to me. I tell him like this. You're going to do like this. Especially when he gets together with his friends and his family. He has problems with his shvei ever since they were born. He never felt accepted by his father-in-law. And his mother-in-law gives nasty remarks. You know, this guy tells me about his shvigah, that she, whenever she comes to the house, and she looks around, before she leaves a book of how to get a better organization in the house. A book of how to organize your house. She leaves it there, and she walks out. And she always leaves a different message, you know. So this is a real first-class figure. She knows. We're happy she doesn't vocalize it, but we get them. She expresses, you know, she wants very much to improve the quality of her children, you know, that the quality of their lives. So she's always leaving, you know, when her daughter burns the pot, she leaves a book about how to do it right, you know. And she's always in a son-in-law. She didn't like her son-in-law's tie. And she's, leaves episode over there. There's a new place you can go buy yourself some decent clothing so you look like a man for a change. She doesn't say it openly. She's polite. This is a true story. I was told this by the family, how they enjoyed whenever this, and they told me that they hate this mother-in-law with a passion. They hate her. What are you going to do with her? I says, tell me the truth. Where's she coming from? Sure enough, she comes from a terrible background of Gehenna on earth. She never experienced a normal upbringing. I says, no. What are you angry at? What do you want from the poor lady? She obviously doesn't know. You're busy being sensitive, you know. What are you being so sensitive for? Be sensitive about her feelings. And look at her as a Nebuch. I know a guy, his father, he didn't like his father so much. He didn't know how to learn. His father was like, whatever, didn't go well with his learning. And one day his father also had a hard background. His father never had what he had. The father, whatever. And he once watched the way his father was struggling over Gemara. He felt like crying. He says, for the first time in his life, he realized, my father's struggling. And he saw the little boy in his father. And he started having compassion instead of, look how he had to spend a life never really being able to figure out a Gemara. Because he saw that he was struggling with easy stuff. And he saw he just couldn't. He never realized it. And his father used to act like, you know, he owns the world. And he realized this man's going through. And his father used to hurt him, of course. Because when you're insecure, you hurt everybody around you. So now he understood and became a different relationship that day on. He started loving him. He felt, my poor father, look at what he's going through. Why don't you have feelings for your father? Understand him. Instead of being, he's starty with me, and having issues with him, having issues with that. Be above it! So this guy, the shviga, drove him up a wall. And he's telling me about the shviga. I says, tell me what's the shviga where? Sure enough, they found out when she was 9, she lost her mother. And the next time she saw the shviga, he saw a 9-year-old girl crying out of Leviathan. He saw the 9-year-old girl crying out of mother's Leviathan. She never really had a mother. Did she know how you're supposed to act? She doesn't know. And the next time his Shviga started showing, giving books, he cried, poor Shvigala. She never really had a normal mother who knows how to be nice to kids. She's busy with her tactics and her mission because she don't understand. I have two such stories. I had a story with a younger man whom the whole family hated like poison. And because he was mistreating his wife. And the whole family hated him. They called me up. What do we do? Our brother is such a... Tell me about your brother. How did he do in his younger years? What happened with him? Well, he never did well in school. Aha. How was he socially? He had no friends. What do you want for the poor guy? Why'd you crying for the guy? Why are you so busy knocking him? And look how he treats his wife. Look how he's a maniac. He's staying here. She's been put away. This guy's not a mensch. Look at the person. Understand them. Look back in history. My father was good at that. The Mandels were great at it. My uncle Penny once told me, see through the person. My perception of my father, the way he had a great relationship with people. He loved people a lot. He used to kiss them in the streets. You see the child in that person. See a little bubble on Nebuch who never, he's still groping and life is difficult for him. Who knows what's going on at home? Yeah, I remember there was somebody who was very nasty in the, I don't want to say which yeshiva. And the whole Olam had it in for him. Until I did a little Yishma Chakira. He was just a stickle macha and he was nasty, you know. He was one of those, you're not going to get a smile. That's not his thing. To be smile, to be nice. What do you want? And he was sort of like, whatever. So, I did some research as I found out what's going on at home with his wife. You have a wife like that? Be happy he's not worse. He's never leave the guy alone. Has a hard life. When you're done, people are kafchus. The breast of us say, instead of kas, you have compassion. Instead of kas, change it to rachmanis. Rachmanis is the opposite of kas. Have rachmanis. Look at the poor guy. See through somebody. Don't be so, you know, Esav only sees the red. He doesn't even know what he's eating. It's red. Give me that red stuff. At least define what you're eating. That's too much depth for Esav. Esav is plachik, they call him in Hungarian Yiddish. Plachik. That's a guy that only sees superficial. That's all he sees. He's, give me the red stuff. He doesn't know what he's eating. And Esav doesn't see through that you're not here forever. There's another world also. You don't see that stuff. He's just what's happening now. That's his whole life. You know, he's not into seeing through what's going to be the next world. You have to account for your actions. He's not into that stuff. He's too, so you can't be like that. Don't be a plotic. See through a person. Understand them. And sometimes, now this is dangerous territory. Yourself. Watch out what I'm telling you now. It's a gold mine for those that need it. If you're a person that's knocking yourself 24/7, there's certain things that you're not doing well at. Take a look at your background and decide with that background, with whatever happened there, could you expect a person to be different? What do you want from yourself? Be done yourself. Look how the rest of us are into this. Be done yourself with capsules. Look where you come from. You were the worst in the class. That to this young man that the whole family hated so much. He came up with, I said, what was the background? He had no friends. He had no social life. He had no learning. He doesn't have head. And he's big, all competitive brothers, all big factors, big in learning. And he's the schwachster. And they hate him because he's mean to his wife. You don't understand the guy. He's going to get at him. He's the lowest on earth. And you're baffling him. He made a turnaround. It could be once they started seeing good in a person, he starts flourishing. Even without saying anything to the guy. See him in a good light. And he changes. Same thing with yourself. Be done yourself. The cops, what they go through. By nature, I'm such a type. Hashem made me such a What do you want from yourself? Leave yourself alone, Rahmanis. And of course, I believe in holding from yourself. I once walked out, my famous story, about 25 years ago at least, about 25 years ago, walked out of my classroom thinking I'm over the hill. And so I was thinking, and the guy, young man, a fellow co-worker, comes over to me and says, you know, I think you're over the hill. Now, as soon as he said that, I got the message. When you think, people pick it up. You go around from now on saying, I think I own the world. And pretty soon, you keep doing it. And you will own the world. You don't know. They are going to melt. I once was on a plane, and I couldn't get any service from the stewards. The men stewardesses, they were all, they were ignoring me. I just sat down and said a word. I started imagining them, oh, I'm a Ben Tayre. These guys are never, they're my Avodim. Within a few minutes, he came running to me. Oh, yes, what can we do for you, Rabbi? Yes, yes. Just with your brain, when you think has such power, keep thinking positive about yourself. Keep doing it, Arva. You'll get schar for trying. It's a big schus. You're working on holding from yourself. You don't have to hold from you. The more you hold from yourself, the more mileage you'll get. Keep telling yourself, I'm a great person, I'm a tzaddik. And this, never put yourself down. And you work on yourself. And you work on betochen, every hearer of betochen. Zok the Alter von Nevardik, every thought of betochen is mukhlech to come true. Think happy thoughts all the time. Dream happy dreams. Don't have patience. Have patience. Have patience. Has again the same thought, but nothing's happening. Have patience. There is a yid and a guy wants instant. Esav wants olam haza. Let's get it now. A yid knows there's another world. But even in this world, kufa, have patience. Keep dreaming happy thoughts. All the yid, make a kliyas. I have once heard this from Reuven Oxley. He said, the guy that sits down for half an hour and fills his mind up with positive thoughts will be the happiest person in the world. Just make a kliyas. Think happy thoughts. It's magic. It's going to change your life. And even weird stuff. I heard I was a makabel from a big makabel. Even weird stuff. Happy stuff. The changing your thoughts is a big schooler. It's a siyata d'shmaya. Because you're changing your nature. And my most striking case is I knew a Chassidish divorcee that I did a lot for him, but he still didn't remarry until years later, he calls me up, married beautiful Jew. How did this happen? He had a lot of serious issues. And he told me he spent 2 weeks pushing himself to think happy thoughts. 2 weeks again, just think, and suddenly she popped up and lived happily ever after. Tach git, but zain gut. She be zain gut, 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 she be zain g